You can go right to my website, don'tperish.com. I take the catechism, 10 points of the catechism, and I take you right to God's word and show you how the catechism is false in heresy and lies against the Roman, against God's word as they keep Roman Catholic ways. The catechism is your words, your ways, your traditions, but it directly teaches against the word of God. Don'tperish.com, look up the testing on the Roman Catholic Church. The catechism is not of God. Satan has designed man-made religion to deceive people. Satan is the father of lies, as I've said. Jesus said, I'm looking at a tree by your pagan church building. Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit. What's the fruit of the Roman Catholic faith? Worldliness, carnality, sin, wickedness, false traditions, pedophilia, homosexuality, heresy, doctrines of demons, even occult ways, like buildings with skulls, human skulls, ordained by the Roman Catholic Church. Human skulls all over the walls, ordained by the Roman Catholic Church. How can this be of God? This isn't of God. This is of the enemy to deceive you and steal your soul. Look at, no one here even cares about the truth of God. I can open the Bible and show you why the Roman Catholic Church is false. Now, one man will bring a Bible and open it to see why the Roman Catholic Church is false. Peter said he was a fellow elder. Peter was not a pope. There's never been an unbroken line of popes. It's a corrupt system of man. Mary said she needed a savior. Mary can't hear your prayers. It's a man-made invention. Mary was a sinner like you and I were, or are, and needed a savior. She said so herself. Mary was a sinner that needed a savior. Jesus warned that the keeping of your false ways voids your worship, your church service, your church attendance, your religious rituals are not going to spare you on judgment day. And all of you leading these small children astray, there's a millstone waiting for your neck. A millstone waiting for you. Jesus said it would be worse for a millstone to go around your neck. Actually, I think I said it wrong. He said, if you lead these children astray, it will be worse for you than if a millstone was around your neck. You're leading people astray. Priests, nuns, the Pope ultimately are testing at don'tperish.com. Look it up. The Roman Catholic Church is lying to you. This is not the biblical gospel. We can be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. We don't need all these dead ritual religious ways. We don't need Mary's prayers. Mary can't hear you. We don't need prayers from dead saints. They can't hear you. We don't need the Pope's blessing. The Pope is a heretic. We don't need the literal blood and body of Jesus. That's a lie. That's a Roman Catholic heresy that didn't come along for centuries. It's a false way of man. Really, it's of Satan, the enemy. We prove it all at our website because we love you. We don't make any money off of this. We're not popular. We have no building to fill up, unlike the Pope. The Pope wants to deceive you in his dead, corrupt, money-taking religion. But you must repent and seek the kingdom. You may ask yourself, why do I do this? Why does the street preacher come and call you out of your sin? The great command, Matthew 22, the two great commands, love God. I'm obeying God by doing this. And love your neighbor. I'm loving you by telling you you're going to lose your soul in your dead, false, man-made religion. The Roman Catholic Church is not ordained of God. The Roman Catholic Church is ordained of men and Satan. Look at the fruit. Jesus said, we know a tree by its fruit. You're worldly. You're carnal. You're outside of the doctrines of God. You laugh and mock at the truth of Scripture. Holy people come to the Word of God. Holy people obey the Word of God. Jesus is the Word made flesh. But yet here today, I've seen lots of Roman Catholics laughing when the street preacher proclaims the Word of God, the oracles of God. Look up our testing at don'tperish.com. You'll see why you're being deceived, sir, by false religion. Your traditions of your family have led you down the road to destruction, and wrath will come for all the sons of disobedience. Wrath is coming for you, neighbor. It's loving to tell you to turn and come out of this false church system. It's loving to tell you the Pope's lying to you. The priests are lying to you. You cannot find eternal life in a man-made dead religion full of traditions of men and every false way and occult practices and demonic doctrines of demons. I plead with you to open the Holy Scriptures, test every way to the Word of God. You're going to see that it's not of God to be Roman Catholic. You're going to see that these doctrines were inventions of men and Satan. You're going to see you're going to lose your soul as you practice all of these false ways. Deceiving the elderly, deceiving the young, walking in heresy. Walking in worldliness, walking in false gospels. Open the scriptures. See who Jesus Christ is. You have a false Jesus, a false spirit, a false gospel that is not going to save you on Judgment Day. It's loving to tell you that truth, neighbor. Seek Christ while he may be found. Jesus said, work while it's day. Night is coming. Night is coming when no man will be able to work.
Amen, brother.
Test yourself, sir. We love you. Holy is the Lamb of God. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be lifted up. But you can't keep false ways and claim the truth of Jesus. Look up our testing at Don't Perish. It'll show you why. This is false and not made of man. Excuse me, it's false, not made of God. It's made of Satan and his minions. Loving our neighbor on this day, calling you to repentance, truth, and righteousness.